Hello, guys.
Hello.
Welcome to a brand new episode, our first episode after the Ramadan. Hope you guys had a lovely spiritual halal Ramadan. We did. Thank you for coming back. On this episode, everything was halal. We kept it strictly halal. Even though
Titi.
Rashida tried to trigger me with, no, Nigeria tried to trigger us. Basically,
Yeah.
we kept it halal. We solved the man problem. We discussed Ramadan, Omar Suleiman, and all that. It was a lovely one. We missed you guys, and we know you guys missed us. So tune in. We are back for good, Rashida. You're doing the peace sign. Do it again.
Yo,
Enjoy.
yo.
Take care. Peace out.
Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
Welcome, and I'm your sister Ladu. Welcome, everybody. We miss you guys.
We miss you guys. Yo, sis, I miss you. Long time no see.
Rashida, I miss you. Rashida doesn't even want to talk to me during Ramadan because she know the kind of person she is.
I know
She
you,
will just
sis.
lose all the reward.
I say, you, sis, please. I'll be the holy mood. Avoid me. Don't dare. Don't call me.
Why are you turning the table? It's the other way around. I
No,
say
you,
to
sis,
Miss
avoid me.
Rashida,
I
we
sent you, sis,
fasting.
something to get her opinion. You, sis, was not giving me political answer. I say, you, sis, let's just leave it like that because
Ramadan answer.
now, yeah, you, sis, was giving Ramadan answer. And when she finished put that voice note,
What?
I said, Lisa, is now. Let us see. When after Ramadan, I'll come back again with this same question and ask you because I know I just knew that this was known.
Revisit
We
the
revisit
topic.
the topic. I just knew that. Let me just leave her. I understand. It's allowed.
Rashida,
No, you know that we
no,
know each
you don't
other, so
understand
let us
anything.
stop
So what
pretending.
happened was Rashida didn't give me the full information.
I wanted to hear your first opinion first before I finish giving you.
Rashida didn't give me the full information. No, you're giving me half information. And sometimes there are some topics or issues that I cannot type. Is it I call you direct? Oh, there are days that I don't feel like typing. Rashida, please, let's finish the
Yes.
talk. I don't have time to type.
We'll now use 1 hour to now enter other topics that
As a
is not
matter of
even the
fact,
topic.
sometimes even voice notes doesn't work for me because I
Hello,
have
does
to
it
wait for
work?
it. I don't have time for that, right? I just called ahem. So it happened, the same thing happened yesterday. Rashida was just busy. I just called ahem. She now
Oh,
gave me
but
the full picture. After giving me the full picture, I said, Rashida, you know we are fasting. We will talk after.
we'll talk after. We'll visit this topic after Ramadan. May Allah forgive us. You sis, how are you doing?
Ami
How
Arabi.
all these weeks, by time this episode comes out,
I really miss Rashida.
miss my fine face, right? Allahumma
Rashida is for
barik.
me busy
Allahumma
and
barik.
holy.
No, you sis, you
Ah,
are
you are praying for
purifying.
yourself. You are answering for yourself.
Yes,
Wait for
no.
me to say now.
No, leave me. Let me answer myself. You sis, Alhamdulillah,
Equal.
Alhamdulillah. This Ramadan, no, I'm off the radar. I'm at sea. You know when you're at sea, they don't reach
But
you.
then, Rashida, have you noticed? Yes, exactly. I saw, I think it must have been a tweet or a TikTok video. Yeah, the lady was like, it's like this Ramadan came with a dose of melatonin because now sleep, she just did sleep. She's just sleeping. She wants to pray. Oh, the energy is not there.
Oh
Most
God.
of the time, we sleep. She's tired.
Yeah, I know you sis. Especially if you wake up to pray. And you know, for women, I was seeing this video, this clip where this man was saying that Ramadan is usually the least time for ibadah
Fasting.
for women because they are the ones doing the cooking. The kids are fasting, the husband is fasting. Today he will say he wants biryani. Tomorrow this one will say he wants sambosas. And he made one valid point. He said that most people that cook, that they don't like their food. They enjoy it when other people cook, and I totally agree with that. They are just eating it. I'm like, I totally agree with that. He also mentioned that if Allah has blessed you, that there's absolutely nothing wrong in buying food. If it's the whole 30 days of Ramadan, please buy food.
Yeah.
If you're picking the least, if you're picking
Yes.
3 days in
Yeah.
Ramadan, use 3 days to like buy food. Let everybody be happy. You know that women prayer, Allah answers women prayers fast. Why are you not allowing these women to concentrate
Sharp,
and
sharp.
pray? Why are you letting them be in the kitchen from morning till
Sharp, sharp.
night? Why?
Yeah, and you know, our last episode before this one, we were saying it's
Yeah.
a northern issue. So you can see it's even global, right?
Global.
I'm an advocate for this, right? Anything, if you can afford it, if Allah is giving you the means, anything that you can outsource, Rashida,
Please do
outsource
it.
it.
Yeah.
See, Allah said, pray for ease. This
Of course.
ease, this prayer, Rashida,
Yeah.
for ease, is not a small thing. Like
It's
ease in
not.
every aspect of your life.
Of
Who doesn't want
course.
ease? Your maker, your Lord is telling you to pray for ease. This is how important ease is in every aspect of our life. You remember our last episode, I was saying this, you see a rich person, right? You can afford to outsource this cooking and everything. You can have housemates. You know, you must enter kitchen, you
You must be a
know?
wife
You must enter the
material,
kitchen.
no.
I will repeat that statement again. This reward, why is it that the advice for women from men is the way a woman must earn her reward must be through hardship? Why? Why can't I take the soft one?
No,
But
you can't
you,
take the
the
soft
man,
one.
is the soft way
Oh,
to earn
talking
your reward.
about
Why?
that, I heard this imam was talking about two prophets, Prophet Ayub and Prophet Suleiman, and Allah tested them in two different ways. Prophet Suleiman, very rich. Prophet Ayub was sick, his wife was, they were patient. When Allah was describing them, he described them in both ways. He said this one had patience and this one too also had patience. While Prophet Suleiman was rich, he also had patience. He also knew that gratitude was from Allah, that with his riches, he wasn't pompous. He wasn't showing that, oh yes, I have made it. It's my intellect. I am super. Inside his riches, he still had gratitude. He was still thankful to Allah. This is from Allah. It's not me. Can never be me. It was from Allah. And Prophet Ayub, he was sick. He was poor. He didn't have anything. But still, he was able to like show that he
His
still had
children died.
gratitude. Children died. He was still humble. He was still patient. So it just shows that Allah tests you with riches. Allah tests you with being poor. Just know that it's from Allah and there's a reason behind it. So something I took yesterday, and there's this Quran 30 for 30 by Omar Suleiman, and every day I listen to it and I learn one or two things.
I love this series. Aside his Barzakh series, which has been shaking
I know,
everybody, I think the 30 for 30 is softer. You know, they take a chapter in the Quran and they invite a guest, three of them, they discuss in depth. And I think it, Rashida, I'm talking about worship. That's what I love about it, right? Like the perspective they use, like you can see it, you can like put yourself in the scenarios and all that, and it makes sense. You see, I always talk about our malams down here, Rashida.
I'm seeing some good, like good ones coming out of the
This
nuts.
no, this Ramadan I've been seeing
I've seen
something
no,
from
let's give
what's
them.
it
I can't remember his name, but
see, that's one thing with the truth. It's like the times have changed, right? They have seen, and the world is now a global village. Look at how people are following this Omar Suleiman's Ramadan series,
Series,
move to Manx. So you are not the only option. And the social media, everybody has one form of social media on their phone, so they can,
Even
right?
individuals are trying to learn one or two things and they are coming out to
Thank you
say
very much.
what
Thank
they've
you very much.
learned, and it's
So
amazing.
I was surprised to see this particular man saying, Mata kudemokudi.
Yeah, I
So the
saw that.
Trans translation is,
Yes.
women, get your phones. Oh, they say
Yeah.
men of nowadays. I was like,
I saw
this is
that. That was the
a preacher from the north saying this.
Yes,
I
that was the
say,
same reason I said,
whoa,
let's give
like
credit to where
it's
credit
simple.
is due. Yeah.
He said, women look for money, oh, look for money. I say, ah, I love it. If people were just reposting, why? Because it's not the norm from a northern preacher to
It's
say
always
that.
what women will do to
You
the men,
understand? It's
not
always the
what,
opposite. Do you understand? Exactly. So this time I'm like, yeah, Omo, go and look for that money, you know. I love it. And before I forget, I wanted to say this. What God wants is consistency, no matter how little it is. If you're going to do your azkar every morning, like you do your salat, maybe even the 100, but you're consistent, it's better than somebody who will do 1,000 today till next month. Right? But you, if you're consistent, that's what God loves. Right, so give yourself your flowers, right? Be proud of yourself if you're able to take one form of ibadah, one form of worship that you were able to do this month. Alhamdulillah, all we pray for is may Allah accept our fasting, you know, our prayers.
Something I've noticed is that now
Go
the
ahead.
imams are like, it's not like they're bringing you into Islam in a subtle way. It's not saying that, oh, you must do this, you must do this. If you're struggling, we are all human beings, we can struggle. And I've
Fire.
heard so many.
Fire, fire, Jahannam, hellfire. You enter hellfire.
I He said they're struggling. Sometimes you see a sister, she's not wearing her hijab. You don't judge. They are not to judge. Go at your own pace. Allah will accept you. Why did Allah say that somebody killed 99 people and when they ask for forgiveness, Allah will forgive them? Like, who are you to judge
Because the
of things?
mercy of Allah is more than his punishment.
It is. So it's not scary to be a Muslim. It's not at all.
Talking about being soft-spoken, and I don't know why people mistake or assume that being soft-spoken, being approachable amounts to weakness and whatnot. Right? I'm happy you even brought this. I would have totally forgot to mention in this episode. Rashida, did you see the Twitter fight, the rant that was going on Twitter because of Omar Suleiman's Ramadan series, The Barzakh?
No.
That is too soft-spoken. It's not
Eh?
good. I
The
could not
Ramadan
believe
series
it.
is touching my soul. It's
Somebody was even
punching.
it's amounting. Come and see people crying. See, some non-Muslims were subscribing to listen. Because
Yes.
you know the way he talks, he
Everybody
smiles.
is
But what he's
there.
saying, you know, they are used to people saying, "Help, you are going to
He
hellfire.
smiles at,
Nobody, you."
he'll be
Why
smiling
are
at
you screaming?
his message will be entering inside your soul. They will
Why
see.
are you screaming? You will be rethinking your life.
You
And
think
that's
your
the
life.
approach. How
You
many
will rethink your
people
life.
have come into the fold of Islam because of them Muslimengs, them Omar
Yeah,
Suleiman, and the
yeah,
way they invite you to
yeah.
the religion? You cannot be insulting the
There's
way
this
the
Ghanaian
religion is.
sheikh too that they do the 30 for 30 with. He's a revert. He converted to
Yeah,
Islam. Yeah, he's from Ghana.
yes.
And it's amazing. It's just amazing to see.
I like his submissions too. I think they said he's a gym instructor, right? Because I see him all buff. That
Oh,
one, if you want fight and ego beat you, he will beat you. You go chop beating. You go chop
Oh,
beating.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
All right, Shida, how was Ramadan now since you said I should avoid you?
Thank you for asking that question. Very valid question. Ramadan is good, alhamdulillah. I just wanted to point out that it's scary. Like, I'm just, it's, I don't know. Something is just scary about Ramadan. It started on the 1st of March and we are almost done. By the time this one comes out, we have already done it. It's almost over. And I'm just like, yeah, Allah, I hope I've done enough. I hope you accept my du'as. I'm just like, we are just saying how many days we were eager and now
I, you know,
it's.
I if yeah, Alhamdulillah. If you notice, last year Ramadan we thought it was fast, and this one is like
Even
way faster.
faster.
And the next one, all right. So Alhamdulillah, I just like you said, may Allah accept our ibadah, our prayers, the little things, our loved ones, the people we love. May Allah rest their souls. But this Ramadan was fast, Rashida.
Very, very.
Iman.
So, you sis, now that we've talked about Ramadan and how everything is going, what have you been doing? While I was away and you were away, what were you doing? Tell us everything that
So
happened.
Rashida, aside from Ramadan, I need to say this before I forget. Rashida, see the way Rashida is dressed. It's still cold in London, I can tell.
Oh no, it's not
Rashida,
cold in London. No,
he.
today's weather is beautiful.
So why are you wearing a jacket?
Just in case the weather shock me, I was shocked back.
Rashida, if you see the heat in Abuja,
Yes, sis, I have to see it.
oh, lo, lo,
It's so hot
lo.
that I have to see it.
You have to see it. You cannot feel it.
I can
It's,
imagine
you have
how
to
hot
use the
it is.
Nigerian English to make
Yes.
sense. So when you are in Nigeria, you understand. If you see the heat, if you cannot feel this heat, you have to see it. If you see the heat
Oh
that we
God,
have been,
please.
I think from the 5th of March to like 10th, 11th. Nah. As a matter of fact, I think this agency that is in charge of weather, Nigerian whatever, meteorological,
Yeah.
whatever, they had to send out a warning heat wave.
Oh God.
Rashida, AC was not working.
Is that
You
hot?
put on the AC, you say, Nana, I don't become fan. Rashida, at a point, I was screaming. Do you know
Wow.
when, like, you want to remove your hair? It
Wow.
was that bad. I called
What?
Maiduguri because that's where I know the heat. My mom
Yes.
was like, there's no heat here. In fact, even cold at night. I say, the temperature in Abuja got to 40 something. Is it 41 or 42? in the afternoon. At night, it come to 30, 32, thereabout. It was that hot. And imagine we're fasting. So imagine those days. You cannot just wait to break your fast because of cold water. Now, cold water, I did. It's cold water. Oh,
It's
oh
cold
my God.
water.
So that was that. I've been trying to be productive, you know, to earn all the reward I can get during this Ramadan. You wake up in the very early in the morning to do your tahajjud. You know, you are waking up late in the morning. I do some photography things, one or two. I don't want to immerse myself in it. Then other days you wake up, you just don't want to do anything, Rashida. You just don't want to do anything. It has been a mix of that, but all in all, Alhamdulillah, save for the rubbish that's been happening in Nigeria,
Do you want us to
it's
go
been good.
into it?
But
Yes,
the
it's.
madness in Nigeria.
Oh God, I don't even understand what's happening in Nigeria, but it's not about them this month. It's
Rashida
about.
called me in the morning. She said, "Are you still sleeping?" I said, "Rashida, yes." She said, "What is happening?" I said, "Ah, what is happening here? This your present." I say, "You don't even try me, Rashida. You just woke me up." That's how we started from sleep. Rashida woke me, and we talked politics for like 45 minutes. Then again, I missed some calls. I called back. I called the person, and what the person was talking about was Nigeria. I say, "What now? I
What
just
is
finished talking about Nigeria. You cannot escape it. I had to talk about Nigeria again." People are
it?
tired.
Again. Yeah, I don't even
People are
understand what is happening in Nigeria.
tired.
I can't even explain
People are
it.
tired. I always say
Nobody will
this. See,
understand it. Like,
you cannot explain.
we went from we are still under Natasha's case, and now it's the Niger Delta, and now it's like the president impeaching a sitting governor. Like, what is he? Did he impeach him or he
Suspending.
suspended him? I'm like,
He cannot. He
okay,
suspended.
he doesn't even
Who's
have the
the
right to
effect
even
to?
suspend anybody. I don't know. It's just a
How can you suspend an elected official? You are an elected official. People put you
then
there the same way
yeah,
his
they
people
put
put
it.
you there, right?
Yeah.
Do you think you are the principal or what?
Ah, my
And the
God.
sad part of it, Kingani, Rashida, the sad part of it, go, they are testing the waters. If this passes, right, and the useless National Assembly did not shut this down, they were supposed to sit yesterday. They adjourned. They
Of
didn't take
course,
this
I'm not surprised.
this case. They are going to do it now. All the senators and all the House of Rep need to sit. So in the Senate, we have 109 senators. They have to be present, right, to cast their own vote. And he needs minimum of 73 vote in the Senate.
Most senators have gone to Umrah.
Some are in Europe, some are in Saudi. They're not there.
Before
They are always not there.
they are not
The
there.
only time
This
you see
Ramadan period, I'm
them
not sure
complete
there's
is when they are
any.
swearing them in.
Yeah.
They are not there.
They are all in different parts of the
So
world.
they need,
It will be
they need
hard.
2/3 of each house, the Senate and the House of Assembly. But he has gone ahead to swear in the sole administrator. It's unconstitutional. You don't have the right. How can you just say? He said state of emergency because of the pipe explosion, the Soronsu. Look at Zamfara and other states in Nigeria. Bandits have been killing. You did not call
Yes, it.
declared state of emergency.
You just
And
reminded
the
me.
upsetting thing for me, Wike has been the one,
Oh.
right?
Oh, Eusis, please. Please, Eusis. Don't talk about Wiki.
You wanted to
I'm
say
tired.
something?
I wanted to say,
The instigator of this problem now.
I know. I wanted to say something that has been choking me, my neck. It's like a bone.
Please
During
say, let it not choke you again.
like schools in the north were closed down during Ramadan period. I could not like apprehend that. I didn't even understand what that meant.
Oh, Rashida, Rashida, Rashida. I'm like,
I saw that news. I was.
why? Secondary schools, don't forget, out of school children in the northern part of
If
Nigeria.
there's anybody that will
We
close
have
down
most
school,
of the
not
out
the
of school children,
Northerners.
right? If you see WAEC result, if you see NECO result, as in we're doing poorly. They had to start this school feeding program to even entice children to come to school. Now you are shutting down school for a whole month. Saudi Arabia did not shut down school for Ramadan. Qatar
I
did
know.
not shut down school for Ramadan. It's you. And the thing is, see, Nigeria is not a mono-religious country. Do we have only Muslims in that school?
I know.
How many children fast?
Yes, that's
What
what
about the teachers?
just
And you know Nigeria
happened.
now, when other people do their own, nobody should say anything.
I was in shock. I was in
I
total
now
shock. I'm
saw
like, why?
a statement from, what's this association, Abi organization, Murik, Muslim, wherever. that man that wear one that wears this funny cap.
I seriously, I
That
don't know him.
because Christian Association of Nigeria, they release a press release, talking about condemning the whole thing. Why? Because they are Christian students there too, which is true.
Yeah, which is true.
Rick was saying, what concerns can in this situation that the Bauchi and others say they are majorly Muslim population? What are you talking about? Like, it's they said you cannot even do that because it's not the state that regulates the school system in Nigeria, it's federal. So
I didn't
they are not
understand
empowered
it.
to do that.
See,
But
if you're
nothing
not
has
a
happened.
Nigerian, you there are
But
some
children will
things that
just
you
stay in their at
cannot.
home for 1 month.
Okay. You're just stay at home gallivanting and okay, what of the primary school children? Are they fasting? No. What of the nursery school children? Are they fasting? No. The parents that are working, what will happen to them? Would they stop work? I don't know. It's just
What about people that are not Muslim?
what about people that are not Muslims?
If you that excuse, right? So what happened to bank workers? My own is Rashida. It's not even about children fasting or not fasting. You have different religious people in the school. You
Yeah.
cannot, for the life of me, say you are shutting out the whole school for a month because Muslims are fasting. It's not done.
Where is
And don't
what the
forget,
Quran
even
teaches
Islamically,
us?
Allah said,
Yeah.
you cannot
Thank you.
force people on you. You cannot force your religion on people.
Yeah.
To you, your deen. To me, my deen. Do your own, make I do
Exactly.
my own. So
And
you
where's
cannot
the
come and
part that
force.
it says that we
Okay,
should be
this
considerate
same
too?
month, right? Consider it. During this month, Christians are observing Lent, right?
Mm.
They fast too. So are
Yeah.
you telling me
100
when
days.
they have any Christian holiday, they should shut down the schools? It doesn't make sense. Rashida, you and I did our secondary and primary school in Nigeria. Did we die?
No, nothing happened. We
What
didn't
time do
even
primary school even close? Is it not 1 o'clock?
close. It's 1 o'clock.
Some now is 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Me and you, when we were fasting, when they were asking you to fast that time, said we'll go to Lungu, drink water. It's not like we're
Maybe
even doing daily
we'll
fasting. Said.
go and take.
Because the aim for every child when they are fasting is that when they are breaking fast, all those different men, all those
Yeah,
food
so
they
that
want to
you,
eat.
yeah, so
That's it.
that just to eat.
But then Nigeria is already tensed up as it is, based on religion lines and all that. You are now adding to it. I said Saudi did not close
They
school.
know they didn't close
Qatar,
school.
Kuwait, all these Middle Eastern and Islamic countries did not close school for Ramadan. It's you. All the things that you're doing, Islam doesn't even agree with. You keep doing them in that state. Is this one that you have power?
I just saw, was it the governor of like Bauchi
Northern
State?
Nigeria, Sha, it's God that will help us.
Oh, you see, I don't want to end this talking about Ramadan without like I want to say any parents that have a child like from 7, 8, 9, 10, I want to commend this generation of these young kids for their resilience, their bravery. Like I've seen lots of parents saying how resilient their kids are, how they want to fast this Ramadan. We are begging these kids not to
Yeah,
fast,
they want
and
to
they
fast.
want to
Yeah,
fast.
it's beautiful to
Like
see.
I will say, when we are their age,
They
like
want
this
to
is from
fast.
their heart. My
I just
son,
mentioned it now. We'll be hiding to go and drink water.
yes, but these kids are so resilient. Like I'm begging, and I've seen other
Wallahi,
moms too
it's lovely
say
to see.
they are begging the kids not to. My son came out, he said, "Look at my tummy, my trouser is falling down." It's because you are fasting. It happens to all of us. Yeah, so I just want to commend
Yeah.
them. Like I'm so happy, and I pray to Allah that this their attitude goes for the rest of their life. Like it shouldn't stop. It should
I
continue
mean, no,
for
it's
the
beautiful
rest.
to see.
Yeah, my
Yeah,
kids'
it's
class, even some Christians are like joining them to fast, and it's so beautiful to see. I'm really proud of them. I met this mom too. Her kids are in secondary school, and she was talking about how her kids in the older class are fasting too, just to support. They're not Muslims, but just to support friends, and they're fasting. Her kids' friend that have converted to Islam just because of her children. I'm like,
Oh wow.
oh, that's so
Oh
beautiful. That's so
wow. You see all these, why do they do all that? Maybe they must have listened to one of these malams that was gentle in this approach. You'd be like, oh
yeah.
wow. And Islam is the religion of peace. But Muslims' attitude, you'll be thinking otherwise, like Islam is the religion of peace. But look at what people are doing now.
So you have two dimensions. You have two separate worlds. Here, people are joining other kids. They are going to school. They are joining. They are not eating. They are respecting the religion. They are not eating well. Mm-hmm. Their friends are fasting. They are trying to fast too. They are seeing what it feels like to fast. Then we have another part of the world where they are closing down schools. They are not even allowing other people to even see what it feels like to...
Right? Because it was... Thank you very much for bringing that up, Rashida. Because during... In the school, you have... They have friends that are not Muslim. They'll be curious. Okay, you mean you are not going to eat? Because there are some adults that are non-Muslim that don't even understand the concept.
They don't understand
I had somebody saying, wait, so you mean you don't even take water? We were like, no, it's totally dry till sunset.
Yeah.
And she was surprised. And this is not a child. She's an adult. But she was curious to know, and we explained it to her. So when these children mingle in school, right, they get the chance to experience this, right? Their friends too get to experience it. They ask questions, you know, and maybe they would want to participate. I've seen so many non-Muslims that have participated in this Ramadan.
Yes,
some for
a
few days, some a day, just to have a feel of it. This is what Islam is all about.
I saw somebody that married a Muslim.
Don't trigger me.
I saw somebody that married a Muslim too, and she said she's not Muslim, but she married a Muslim. And every time she finds pleasure in coming down in the morning to like prepare a meal for him for Sahur, and they bond during that time. And it's just, these are the little things. Like, it's not, it doesn't have to be all these big things. The little things that you do, it matters. And when you're closing down schools, other people don't get to see how beautiful the Islam is.
Mm-hmm.
According to Lagosians.
How did they even come up with that?
I don't know. Not just one state, like five states or so. Five northern states.
But then, Rashida, what are we even saying? We are just blowing English, too much English there. Let me wrap this thing up. Most of these people were selected, not elected, right? Education background, zero. Nothing. The head, Babu. See, look at the leaders that we used to have. I can't remember, I can't recall the name of the Kano governor. As at then, Kano was, I think, was it in Waheke or what? It was the best. Can Kano brag about? Was if that governor was shutting down school, would they get that result?
Are they going to extend?
So what they did is now, they will reduce it from their holiday. Let's say their holiday was supposed to be 4 weeks or 3 weeks. They will reduce it now to maybe a week.
Then they will go back.
Since they don't stay for, they have stayed at home for 1 month. So you go back, they will conclude with the examination, then start the next time immediately.
Oh, that's not nice.
Make it make sense. To me, who doesn't want to rest after examination?
That's not nice.
Even if it's one day,
they've made it in such a way that they're still going to catch up.
My point.
Oh God!
But they are rushing them now. The thing is, Rashida, we used to have people in leadership position that were intelligent, right? Or if they were not that intelligent, they surrounded themselves with people that were intelligent, and not all this sentimental thing. Muslim majority. What are you saying? How has it shown you are a Muslim majority state, but now you they still pass? What have
my
you done?
Dear, my
was it not
dear.
The same state that was sharing broom and waiting as poverty alleviation program?
Let's not go
Rashida,
there.
See, I've been peaceful in this Ramadan. You have come with your wahala, Rashida.
No, that's why
you
I was avoiding
me.
You.
We are avoiding each other. Oh my God.
Yes, I'm trying not to go on the streets, but
yeah,
let me just go on one street. Please.
Give
and
us
I need
Halal street. You see my problem with you. If it's not man wahala.
I'll give you streets, but please say it in a halal way, okay? Answer this street in a halal way.
Come again. Say what in an halal way? What are we saying in an halal
answer
way?
Answer this street in a halal way. Keep everything that you the way you answered me in a halal way. Please answer this street in a halal way. So this person said,
okay, now I'm down.
Salam, please help me look at this from another angle. My wife gave birth yesterday and her family is insisting that the child bears her family name. I have already been forced to name the child after her grandfather, who is a very popular and wealthy man from Kano State. Now, I am being forced to allow my child take my name as a middle name and the family name as the last name. According to her parents, the family name will open, name will open doors for him in the future. That is why they want the birth certificate to carry their family name. How do I even explain this to my family after I have been warned severally against marrying into a family that is bigger than mine? Mind you, we are not poor. We don't have a family name
But
that
you are not,
rings
you don't, but
a
you don't have generational wealth.
bell. Thank you. But we don't have a family name that rings a bell. How do I stand my ground without causing a strain in my family because my wife fully supports her family? That's the end of that.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah.
You said answer you didn't
And
need. So
yeah.
keeping it halal, first of all, if we're Muslims, we know the child takes after their father's lineage, the family name. There's nothing we can do about that.
Now,
There's no room for addition or
a
subtraction.
subtraction.
It's so ingrained in Islam that even if you adopt a child, you cannot change the child's surname. You can't change the child's father's name, even if you adopt the child, because doing that amounts to erasing their lineage, which is not allowed in Islam. So, middle name, last name, other name, first name, this English that you are blowing, Rashida, is only you and your people that you are reporting that know. But halali, if you are keeping it halal, there's nothing like that.
I know.
Halali,
Those are they are just trying to
because
show
I've
me
seen other
power.
people, like in the Western culture, you know, they mix both the mothers, they're mixing both the wife's last name and the husband. It works for them. But like we said, halali, Islamically, is not
Yes.
allowed. Totally, totally.
Totally,
It's
no.
not going to happen.
I don't
And
support
this
this
one, they even mean
decision.
it for material thing. This life, we
Yeah.
don't suffer, Rashida. We don't suffer. Every child is born with their wealth, their
Yeah.
success, and everything that. What if that child is the one that is going to bring that family name to the world? Is going to take this family name
This
everywhere.
is the same thing with the Dan Tatas and the Dangotes. Something similar like this
They don't
happened.
got taste.
Dangote is a family of Antata. You know
Yes.
that, but from the mother's side. So he
Yes.
wasn't allowed to
Yes.
take the name
Yes.
Antata. He took his father's name or
But you
something like
see,
that. And the name is global. You
it's
see,
Dangote.
Dangote is Dangote. So something like that, something
Hi,
similar.
Rashida, see finish is not good, Sha.
I'm telling you, and he said
But
they are
you
not
see,
poor.
yeah, but you said they don't go recognize the name. It's true now. You can call that name 1,000 times. Nobody will. You say you know they ring bell. The
It
thing is, it's
doesn't
not ringing
matter.
any
What
bell.
if the boy
Rashida,
is
see, we laugh
God?
about this, but it's happening, you know. Rashida, let me tell you, classism, that's what they call it, could be elitism, whatever you want to call it. It's happening and it's rife in our society. You see parents taking loans so that they can take their children to these schools where all these big men children are there so that they
So
can
for the
mingle together.
connection,
That it makes them have access, you know, for the connection and all that. This life in no balance, but be content with what Allah has given you.
No, because if
Right?
it was another person, he would have
Train
sold
your
his
child.
birthright. This man does not want to sell his birthright, and I
If
support him
don't
100%.
sell,
No, there's no way. No, I
he
wonder what
said he
happened.
won't open doors.
Yeah, because they have just 1 week to make this decision. They have to write a birth certificate. So I'm just wondering, like, what happens? What is the end goal of this?
See, they say Kano, so they are Muslims. Just do what Allah said. The child can only bear the father's name, please.
Of course,
Let's keep
please.
this too much talk.
I am not going to take that from
If
your
he's
white
going to be the
family.
most richest man in Nigeria, and wait, thank you. You see, I said I want to keep it halal. That's why I don't want to run. You see how I blanked the other side. But you said I should keep it halal, but you're touching that aspect of it. So you choose one thing, is either we keep it halal or not,
You
Rashida.
can you sprinkle a
Please,
little bit of
don't trigger me now. The opinion of people to name your child is only you
Oh
and the world
yeah,
that are
that's
involved in
another
this. See,
point.
this thought, you know how I feel about third parties. You know, third parties, there are issues that third parties should
I
not
have
be
a
involved in.
problem
This is
with
one.
people that have money.
Why is it a topic of debate?
I have a problem with people that have money that are always wanting to make decisions in their kids' life. Like, please, can we not? Yeah, to give them
Let's not,
advice.
please.
Yes, just give them advice and pray for them. Like, don't make a decision. Like,
You can't.
why is your wife
You can't.
actually trying
Thank you
to
very
blame
much.
a child that two of you gave birth to, that you don't have your own decisions to make? Why? It shouldn't be.
My sister, from where to where now? Please, please, please. Let's be serious here.
That's how somebody married somebody in a wealthy family like that, and every little thing. In her own case, she was richer than him, and the father apparently did everything. Like, he gave them a car, he gave them a house, he gave them everything. And every swati, daddy said
Daddy will say, oh, daddy will say,
his decision didn't matter. Daddy said, mommy said, daddy said, mommy said, come on, please.
No, daddy will say, oh, Rashida, he will say, yes.
No, that
And
this should
funny thing
not.
is, some of these men, they know what they go for, so they should take it like that. They knew exactly they went for the money. It's not like they love this lady or anything, it's just for the money and the opportunities they think, because sometimes it doesn't even work. I know somebody that married into this generational wealthy family, thinking it don't hammer. Omo, ooh, you know hammer anything, Rashida,
Oh,
because as
it backfire.
it after the marriage, it's like what you ordered versus what you got. Money no dey comot. So connection you no see, right? The wife no dey release money, and the family too lock up,
Of
right?
course.
Anyway, they had issues and all that. So it doesn't always work. Go and hustle for your money. Have that dignity, have that pride,
Very
right?
important.
If the relationship, we're not saying like it's good to have a relationship, because once you marry, the same way they say when your lady marries into the, you are marrying the whole family, same thing with the man, you're marrying the whole family. It's good to have that beautiful relationship. Some people, when they stay with their in-laws, you won't even know, Rashida. That's how the good relationship is. See, when you have that, the genuine one, they won't even know. See, the help will come seamlessly, because they see you as their sister, they see you as their brother. You're part of them, you are family. You don't need to do all this planning, all this wayo that you think that will get you. No, because they see you as family. And the thing is, Rashida, it's not all family that have that too. You get married and the family take you as theirs. It's not everybody
Not
is
everybody
lucky
is
enough. Some
fortunate
now
enough.
war. Some in-law relationship now war. If like, what is it, sir? What's all this? My brother, please. A child can only bear the father's name. Islamically,
Islamically,
you guys are Muslim.
we have a guideline to everything in this world, and this is what the guideline is. Your child bears the father's name. There's nothing like, why? The father's name is the father's name. I have never even seen anybody arguing, giving another person the name that is not the father's
I'm
name.
not CEO.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
No. People do it now, Rashida. In the
People
Western world,
fight.
they
People
do
fight
it. They
for
mix the mother's name.
and the father's name. But people fight mostly for the child's name, what the child is going to bear. Oh, the mother wants to name the child so-so-so, the father wants to bear the child so-so-so.
No. That one, they don't pass. We have passed that one since now. Because even the moment they identify the gender, sometimes like women, before she even give birth, she already knows what she wants, depending on if they want to give the child, they want to name the child after somebody prominent in their life or something. They both know. But in the Western world, I don't know if Nigerians do it. If you're not a Muslim, I'm not sure. They do make the mother's surname and the dad's name.
Another person recently married into a
They
wealthy
mix it.
family, those families that where you call their names, you know. And then I think she's popular on social media, and so she was like, ask, you know, those things they say, ask me a question. And they and somebody asked her that, oh, now you, that you're married into this so-so-so family, like, are you going to take their name? And she's like, no, that she's not going to take their name. She's keeping her own father's name, that it's not something she has wanted to do. She wants to keep her own name. And she brought
Are they
about,
Muslims?
yes, they are Muslims, and she brought about Islam not allowing
It's
you to
totally prohibited to take your
change your
husband's
name.
name,
Yeah, you know,
to change
I
your
don't,
name.
the person
But
that
you
asked
know,
her
there are some
wasn't Muslim.
instances, there are instances where, because of some policies in Nigeria, that women are forced to do that. But Islamically, it's totally, totally wrong. You cannot change your bloodline, you cannot change your lineage. right? So that's why you see ladies changing their document. You marry, you divorce, you marry, you keep changing them. Why? It's, and think about this, it's like ownership is even an insult to you. Why are you changing your father's name because they married? Did they buy you off? But then you have immigration or visa officers
trying
telling
to
you,
force
if
you
you're
to do
married,
that
all
to
of
them.
you must have the same
Why are you
surname.
not picking his name?
His name, do you understand? It's not a culture. Then you have women that are pushed into this. Some don't even know self. Some are
Some don't
even
know.
ignorant of
Yeah,
it.
some
They
are
think it's normal,
ignorant.
but it's wrong. It's, you have to take your father's name, because when you die and they are raising you from the dead, now your papa name you go answer. So
Definitely,
what
that's
are we
what they
even
know
talking
you for.
about?
The pen has
Do you
written that
understand?
this is going to be your father.
Nobody
And on
can change it.
judgment day, they are going to ask you that you came, this was your father. So
How you can't edit them,
why did
right?
you edit?
So, but the ones I feel sorry for are the ones that didn't know or were forced to because of one policy
Yeah,
or the other.
Allah
But then
knows
the ones
best.
that knew and went ahead, like, okay, let's say somebody, a lady is marrying into Dangote family now. She goes say, Dangote must be in front of my name. To open
Open
doors
doors,
and all
yeah.
that. So, anyone changing name, please.
Yeah.
Carry your papa name with pride.
Carry your father's name with pride, no matter what. We hold it to our chests. Yeah, you see,
Cannot change
Sayana.
your parent.
Nah, you can't. Never, ever.
Anyway, Rashida, ranting about policies and whatnot, Nigeria. I don't want to rant, we can't try to keep it halal, but I need to drop this. I'm sure you must have seen it, Rashida, because it's been trending for days now. The NYSC lady that was complaining about the living expenses, the cost of living in Nigeria, and they wanted to chop off her head. See, talking about policies again, I was so mad because I don't know if it's Stockholm syndrome or what. I was seeing poor people defending that. Yes, why will she insult the president? I said, I don't understand. Insult the president? Are you not suffering? All
Yeah.
the things she has mentioned, tell me
Did she
one
lie?
that was not correct. Did she lie? Suffering and smiling. The one that even mocked me, one of the presidential spokesperson, was saying that she should face the capital punishment. That's death. When people came after him, he was like,
No, I
no,
didn't hear that
that's,
one. I
he
didn't
was
hear that one.
misconstrued. What he meant by capital punishment is the capital punishment in the NYSC constitution, not Nigeria. Look at this. That a copper, the government property, they cannot talk about the government in bad light. You cannot criticize the government. Like, oh, Rashida, you see why people are japanning in droves? Even though they
Yeah.
are not certain where they are going, how the life will
They
be there,
rather just
they are
get dead.
japanning in droves. Ah, Rashida, I'm
Nah,
tired, my sister.
no. So,
You made me talk too much with my fast.
I saw somebody said that God, Nigeria is in a mess. Like she has just been that she's tired. She's tired of Nigeria because every day you wake
No,
up,
it's
it's a
true.
different thing. Like if you wake up and you're putting Nigeria at first, or you look at the news and you put it in your mind or something, it's at your own risk. You're risking your mental
Well,
health,
it's
you're risking your health, you're risking your brain, you're risking everything. So in as much as you want to know what's happening, you can also try not to know what's happening. Just
See me now. I'm trying to reduce my
picked
intake.
up the phone and I was hearing the news in the background. I'm like,
I'm always listening to the news, like,
she
oh
has
woman.
started. She has started. That's why everybody
Always
calls
listening
you
to the
when there's
news.
something happening. We call you sister. You since we start explaining the hair gen.
I'm always listening to the news.
Oh God.
What can we do now? We have to
Yeah.
be conversant with what's happening in our surroundings, in our environment, and what's happening
Yeah.
even in the world. You understand? You cannot
Yeah.
just stay like that and be in the shadows. At least have an idea of what's happening. That's my whole argument about that. But it's the month of Ramadan. We keep praying. Alhamdulillah.
On that
All okay.
note, we have come to the end of this episode. It was such a lovely episode. It was our halal episode.
Yeah, guys, thank you very much for coming back. I know you missed us. We missed you too. Hope you enjoyed this one, the halal episode. Kindly follow us on all our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. You can listen to us on YouTube now. We can be in the background chilling with you while you do your thing. That's an option to subscribe there too. Have a lovely one.